Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I talk all about the voice and how to use your voice, ladies, to speak confidently in any situation, whether it's work, home, play, on dates, whatever. Keep listening to this week's episode and you're going to learn some tips and hints that you never knew that's going to help you achieve your goals. A good talk or speech presentation starts from a good bit of planning. Just like anything, like you plan your holiday, we should plan what shopping you're going to go and get my sister, don't it? It's so annoying. You plan, like, yes, you, I know the phrase, if you don't plan, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. In a way, I kind of believe that in some circumstances. So I think if you've got to go and do a speech or a talk online, on Zoom, on the phone, interview, presentation, whatever it is, I think it's good to plan as much as you can, because the Lord is in control. You can pray and plan as much as you want, but if God said, like, no, we're not doing that today, it's not going to happen. Simples, okay? So choose a topic that you know a lot about and that you're passionate about. And because you're passionate, you'll hear this through what you're sharing. Because you could even talk about one little little dry Ryvita biscuit. If you're passionate about dry Ryvita biscuit, you'll hear that. Talk about Ryvita biscuit. You can put it on cucumber. You can have tomatoes, sun-dried tomatoes, hummus, all these different things that you can just go to town, you know. And just make sure it's something that you've got a passion about, you're knowledgeable and you like it. I know sometimes what you've got to do situations and topics on stuff that you don't like, particularly if you're in like those areas like social work and all the nitty-gritty stuff, like remember it well, you know, make sure that you know what it is you're talking about. Having a passion for it, and we'll hear this when you deliver, and it'll help your listeners to be more engaged in what you're saying. Okay, so choose something that you know and that you've got a passion for. And research the topic. Go to town. Find out what's hot, what's not, what's current. There's so many different tools that you can use. You know, use the internet, go on all the social media pages, use AI, whatever it is you can do. Speak to someone in the know. Find out what's hot. And find out where stuff was previously and then where it is today. That's always good to show transition and growth. Know all the information, the stats, notes, supports, examples that support what it is that you're saying. And this will help you feel more confident when you do need to go and give a presentation, an interview, and they've said, you know, prepare a proposal that you're going to be, you know, a lawyer for this, and you've got to write a lease for such and such tenant, you know, all of those type of things. So go in there with the information that will help you to not start off on the back foot or behind the start line. It'll help you a lot, help you with confidence, help you to actually know what to say as well. Even like with me, when I'm doing these podcasts or if I'm going to do a training session, I kind of go over some notes beforehand of what I want to share and deliver in the podcast. Obviously, I freestyle on it on top, but I've got a guided note like, okay, I want to hit on these topics in this podcast. Or if I'm doing a coaching session, it will be a lot of it's directed by my clients where they'll say, I've got to work on an interview, I'm doing a presentation, or I've got my wedding vows to do. So I'm not, okay, I need to research like best way to deliver wedding vows if it's in English or whatever. What you're going to, and sometimes even what you're going to be wearing can change what it is you're going to say and your confidence levels as well. You know, us ladies, we'll go for the kill to look good and it might be squeezing us up, but we just got to go for it. You know what I mean? And so I want to encourage you to research the topic, you know, research topic, know it. And then as well, organize your thoughts into a structure. That's what I was saying. Organize your thoughts into a structure. Put it down on paper if it helps you. Just, you know, I'm going to go talk about this topic A, topic B, topic C, and then I'm going to conclude and ask some action points. Organize your thoughts into a clear way. Talk it through to yourself. It's so much easier to deliver your talk, your presentation, if you've actually spoken yourself through it first. Your own body, your own voice, your own mind has heard you say it. So just follow that order. Don't do more than 3 points in if you're doing a presentation or a talk, because people's attention levels, you know how it is, people can barely watch a video for like 3 or 4 seconds. So if you do more than 3 points, you've lost them. They'll be thinking about shopping, doing all types of stuff. So just don't do more than 3 points, okay? And that's it. Max. Be familiar with the venue equipment. So if you're going to go and do a Zoom at home, make sure it's all working, your Wi-Fi is all good. If you're going to go to a venue, make sure that it works. You've got shoes that work on the stage, because sometimes you can have your cute high shoes, high heel shoes on. You walk on a stage, it's like them ballet floors with the wooden shiny floor, and you're slipping and sliding your ankles going, oh boy, you know. So make sure that it's particularly your shoes, because sometimes your shoes can just let you, not let you down, but your footwear in the venue just all weren't really working. So I definitely think make sure that you know how to use all the equipment at the venue. Make sure that your outfit, if you're going to a venue, works. If you're sitting home, you make sure it works for what it is you're saying as well. And this will help you be more relaxed, more confident, and just help you smooth through. Like, okay, I'm going to put this picture up, talk here, put this video up, ask someone to here, hand out leaflets here. Just kind of walk yourself through it. And as well, when I say know the equipment, etc. And then also, if you're going to go to an in-person presentation or interview or whatever, arrive early, because this helps calm down the nerves, helps you to do your breathing, your mind prep and all of that stuff. To pray, this is what I do before I go to important meetings or coaching sessions. It's usually at home online. I pray beforehand, I'll breathe, you know, and just really have the time, because it takes time to prepare for something great. You were great. Your mummy had you in her tummy for 9 months. So look how long it took to prepare. How amazing you are, my dear. Give yourself just a small amount of time before you do your talk, speech, presentation, whatever it is. Just give yourself a little time to just get in the moment, get your mind in, get in to breathe, and do visualizations of the success you're going to deliver. And I say this in every podcast, I think, just breathe. Please breathe properly in through the nose. Do it with me now. And out through the mouth. And make sure your tummy is going in and out. That means your diaphragm's contracting. If your tummy ain't going in and out, that means you're not breathing properly. You've got to use your breath properly. And just take deep breaths in and out. Talk yourself through the success and visualize the success or the outcome that you want from this talk. And I say always, always, always give eye contact. And I want to take a little step further. Give eye connection. So eye contact is when you've just caught someone's eye and you just hold it for a bit. But eye connection is when you hold it for longer than just that 1 or 2 second. You hold it for longer, you speak more into that person. And it helps you to connect with your listener. It helps them to increase trust and confidence in you. And you can engage that person later with more questions. What do they think? And just encourage a bit more participation. And I think a good way, if you don't like doing all the talking, a good way is to kind of ask for a bit of, you know, crowd participation, you know. Ask them to cheer you on, ask them to ask a question on this point, or you have like set questions like, okay, anybody like chocolate, what's it called? Red velvet cake. Me, anybody like jerk chicken? Me. You know, you kind of get it all, that kind of thing. So it's less just top heavy, okay? So that's a good way to break it up if you don't really like doing all the talking. That's just an extra bonus I put in there. And just please, girls, ladies, my lovelies, be yourself. There's only one you. God only made one you. There's only one you. Even if you're a twin, there's only one you. Your fingerprints are different, yeah? And allow your personality to shine through. Allow your goodness and greatness to come out. The gifts and talents God has given you to deliver on. You're a baddie on the wig making. You're an excellent content marketer. You can draw. You can sew. You do business management. You manage 7 different streams of income. You're a property guru. Whatever it is your gift and talent is, you know, be yourself. Let your personality shine through. This will help people connect with you because they'll see how genuine you are and you'll feel more confident. And don't try to be someone that you're not. Just be yourself and let your natural, you know, your charisma, your personality, your loveliness all kind of come through. So don't speak in like a different accent. I mean, obviously, depending on where I go, I can change it up slightly. And then I can obviously fit into different circumstances if I need to. But that's bringing in like my voiceover skills. But when I'm kind of, it depends on where I'm talking or who I'm talking to. So I want to say, just be yourself. Talk how you feel comfortable. But just make sure that your listeners can hear you and understand you. And your style of talking is delivering your message in the way you intended. Okay, my lovelies. All right, my lovely. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you got so much out of it. The tips and hints on there, I know you loved them, and I cannot wait to hear the success you're going to get in your interviews, in your team presentations, on your phone calls, your business negotiations, even on dates, my love. I look forward to hearing how that one goes, yeah? So if you love the tips I gave you today, I want to help you to improve, show and improve more than what you get from just on a podcast, yeah? I have an amazing ebook, yeah? How to have a strong speaking voice. Now, just to sound more confident, to own your voice, I go through different techniques that I use in my voiceover life and when I'm speaking with my speaking coaching clients on how to speak confidently. And we all need this, whether it's on the phone, to friends, to children, whatever it is, we need to know how to use your money maker, how to use your voice box tool, and how to speak with confidence, how to have a strong speaking voice. So go onto my website, leanturner.com, and you can get yourself a copy of How to Have a Confident Speaking Voice, The Strong Voice. Yeah, go onto my website. It's the first book on there. You're going to be able to move from where you are to the next place, higher level speaking confident woman that you are. And I'd love to be part of your journey. Thank you so much for entrusting your ears to me on this podcast. And then also for you, I want to thank you for in advance for getting a copy of my ebook to help you on your speaking confidence journey. And I'm such an honor, such a privilege to walk with you in this journey. Thank you so much for listening.